he is a Venezuelan professional baseball player. He plays the position of catcher. After spending 11 years in the minor leagues with the Chicago Cubs, he made his Major League Baseball debut in 2011. He has played in Major League Baseball for the Tampa Bay Rays, Texas Rangers, and Houston Astros. In 2019, he made it to his first World Series, playing with the Astros team against the Washington Nationals. As a member of the Rangers in 2014, he did an interview with MLB.com where he detailed the day he made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior and make a lifelong commitment to God. That day was March the 11th, 2012. He said he felt like he had a conversation with God that morning. He talked to me, and that morning I really felt him in my heart. It was hard to run away. I am not like other people who had people talking to them about God. It wasn't like other people talking to me about God. It was him. It was something I never forgot. That afternoon, he suffered a concussion when a batted ball was fouled off his face mask in a preseason game as a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. Afterward, he was dizzy and dazed. He suffered symptoms for days that included vomiting and headaches. He was subsequently diagnosed with a severe concussion and struggled for weeks to get back to form. That concussion kept him out the entire 2012 season. But this frightening incident did not faze him or move him from the commitment he made to God. Instead, it made him more determined to walk with Christ. I knew I had to give my life over to God. And that's what I faced. I got hit in the head a few hours after I became a Christian. I guess the devil was mad at me. During an Astros faith and family night held in April 2019, he explained to the crowd that in spite of the concussion, 2012 was one of the best years of his life because his relationship with Christ was growing every day. I started reading the Word, the Holy Bible. I started praying. I started going to church. In God's Word, I found hope and belief that my situation was going to get better. The catcher said, pardon me, he said, I found hope and belief that my situation was going to get better. So many people in baseball said I was not going to play the game anymore and that no one was going to give me the chance to play baseball again. But those lies are from the devil, because God is the one who has the final say. Even before it was clear that he would make it as a big league catcher, he was inspired one day at church in 2012 to establish a charitable foundation so that he could follow in his father's footsteps to help others. I went to church one Sunday, and the pastor was saying, so many guys watch those commercials with starving kids in Africa, and they feel sad, but they don't do anything about it, he said during an interview with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I think God used that moment to touch my heart and say, all right, let's go and do it. In his 2014 interview with MLB.com, the catcher credited God with making it possible for him to overcome his concussion and continue his MLB career. He is the one who gave me the strength to keep me believing I was getting better and giving me the strength to get through that. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Robinson Chirinos. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Robinson Chirinos trusts Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.